You are listening to Radio Free Phoenix. Hi, it's Andy Olson, and the pleasure to welcome on Radio Free Phoenix today the legendary singer-songwriter John Stewart. John got his start as a replacement member in the Kingston Trio, went on to his own storied solo career that started out in earnest with the Monkees covering Daydream Believer in 67, and he's still releasing albums to this day, over 40 albums to his name. John Stewart has a new album coming out any day now called The Day the River Sang. John's coming to town to Anderson's Fifth Estate in Scottsdale on the 19th of February, which is a Sunday night at 8 p.m., and we have John on the phone right now. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Got your new album. Been listening to that a lot, The Day the River Sang.
Beautiful.
So you've been on Appleseed Records for a few years then?
Yeah, I have. I did an import from England that they did, and there was a group called Darwin's Army that I put together.
Uh-huh.
It was a folk rock, I don't know what to call. And it was with my wife Buffy and John Hoke and Dave Crossman. So that was one, and then there was Havana was the most recent album, and then The Day the River Sang. So about four albums.
And before that, Homecoming, is that your record label?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you've done quite a few albums on that one?
Quite a few, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't count them.
Okay.
You know, there's been so many albums now that I've really lost track.
Well, I think the first time I heard any of your music, I didn't know it at the time, but, you know, my dad, who didn't really buy a lot of music, the one band he seemed to have a lot of albums of was the Kingston Trio.
Uh-huh.
And one that I had liked some songs on years ago was the Back in Town one.
Oh, yeah.
And most importantly, Anne and I think Whoa, Me, too.
Right. And we were the first group to do Anne before Johnny Cash did it.
Actually, we do play that on Radio Free Phoenix.
Oh, that's a good song, Billy Ed Wheeler.
I know I'll never meet another hunk of woman like my Anne. She makes me feel like a great big man. I'm gonna go tell her mama what I think about her, say thank you, ma'am, for giving me your daughter Anne. She sure is stacked from her toes to the pretty little nape of her neck. She's packed like a seed in a grape. She's smooth as marble skin. When I see her, I believe I'm a real young guy. And every time I go to work, I think I might die if I can hurry home again. If the good Lord worked all night at making me a female plan, I'd say no thanks, Lord. I'll just keep Anne. Could I ever look at any other woman when I got Anne? Oh, it feels so good when she takes my hand. I'm gonna go tell her daddy what I think about her. Say thank you, man, for giving me your daughter Anne. When I come home and I feel like I've been run over by 10 dump trucks, she can rub my shoulder and ease my aches and pains. If I lose my job and I'm down to a silver dollar and I feel like a dried up gourd and a holler, she cools my brow like summer rain. If the good Lord worked all night at making me a female plan, I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep Anne. I know I'll never meet another hunk of woman like my Anne. She makes me feel like a great big man. If the good Lord worked 100 years in making me a female plan, I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep Anne. I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep Anne.
Great song. That's early John Stewart, back when he was with the Kingston Trio on Radio Free Phoenix, a little piece called Anne. We have John here on the phone lines at the Radio Free Phoenix studios. John, before Kingston Trio, there was a band called the Cumberland Three that you were in.
God, you're going way back. That was in 1960 for a year, and then Dave Gard left the Kingston Trio, and I joined up with them until 1967. And that's when we did Greenback Dollar and Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Mr. Black. That era.
Did you ever do a reunion show with the Kingston Trio over the years?
We did one at Magic Mountain, and it was back 85, I think it was. If it wasn't 85, it was toward the end of the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And a company put it together, so Bobby did it with the Kingston Trio group he was singing with at the time, and Smothers Brothers were on, and Mary Travers, and Nick and Bob and I did about four songs, and then Dave and Bobby and Nick did about four songs. So that was the only time we did until last summer, when I run a camp every summer, a Kingston Trio Fantasy Camp, for guys who wanted to be in the Kingston Trio, and I was the only one who got to, so they do trios, and then the last night, each one gets up and sings with Nick and I. Bobby, who had incurred an illness that prevented him to go on the road, and he has to have an oxygen tank at all times, but he's singing better than ever. And we do that in Phoenix every year in August at the Scottsdale Plaza Resort. It'll be the 10th, 11th, and 12th of this year. So for the first time, we did a reunion set, and it was a real kick. It was like we never stopped. You know, as soon as we were singing together, it felt just like it did back in the 60s.
So you were able to actually recapture that then, somewhat?
Somewhat.
The feel, maybe, the camaraderie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was there from the word go. And it was nothing but fun. That was, I think, the thing that really drove the Kingston Trio, is we had fun all the time. That really translates to an audience. If we're having fun, then they're having fun, you know. Bobby Shane has such a great voice. The chemistry between Dave and Nick and Bob was one of the things that attracted me. And then when I got to be one of the group, the chemistry just started from go. So it was like David Letterman with banjos, you know. Nothing but fun.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? when will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
You're listening to Radio Free Phoenix, and nice tune from John Stewart back when he was with the Kingston Trio. Where have all the flowers gone? Have John Stewart here in the studio, or at least over the phone lines. How did you transition out of the Kingston Trio?
I knew it was going to be hard. I told club owners that they couldn't advertise formally with the Kingston Trio. Well, yeah, right, like they're going to buy that.
Uh-huh.
So every club I played, you know, said formally with the Kingston Trio, and that's how I got any butts in the seat from people who were fans of the group. I wanted to be a singer-songwriter. I wanted them to sing my own songs, so I just wasn't doing any Kingston Trio songs. I just was doing none. Those who came to hear Kingston Trio songs didn't come back because I didn't do any, but those who wanted to hear my songs stayed and came and brought other people, and that's what I do now. Was able to survive was from people liking my own song. It was a tough go at the beginning when I wasn't doing trio songs, and the rec watchers would come to see what's he doing now, and music lovers would come to hear the songs. But there were times I played to 10 people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It grew from there, but it was a tough go for the first year.
So around 67, was that when Daydream Believer was recorded by the Monkees?
Yeah.
Approximately, that probably really,
that really
moved things.
Saved my
neck, you know. Was that a demo you had that somebody had gotten hold of? Because you didn't have any solo albums out at that point.
Chip Douglas, who produced the Monkees, was in running for Dave Guard's part in the Kingston Trio, and he auditioned, and I auditioned, and that's how I got to know him. So we were in Los Angeles, and we were at the party at Hoyt Axton's house, I think, and he said, "Do you have any songs that would be good for the Monkees?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And I played him Daydream Believer, and he said, I got to have that tomorrow. Can you get me a cassette?" And I said, "Sure, absolutely." So I did a cassette and took it to him over at RCA Victor, where the Monkees were homed.
Uh-huh.
And next thing I know, it's like 10 days later, he says, "Why don't you come to New York and listen to us record this?" So I did, and I just knew it was a hit when I heard it, yeah, and so did he. It was so infectious, and little tricks he did, like there is no harmony on Daydream Believer. And everyone thinks there is, but there isn't. It's all in unison. And that piano part and the interlude was just nothing but hooks. So I have Chip to thank him for that.
And I guess one of the most surprising things is hearing your version for the first time, you realized that the lyrics were edited somewhat.
Yeah. Well, he said Screen Gems, so it was the publishing company for the Monkees, had to own the publishing. That was the deal. If you wanted the Monkees to record a song, they had to have the publishing. And he said, "Davy can't sing funky." The original words were, "You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how funky I can be." It wouldn't let Davy sing funky. I mean, that's how things have changed.
Uh-huh.
From where we are now. And I said, "Well, what do they want him to sing?" He said, "They want him to sing 'Now You Know How Happy I Can Be.'" It doesn't make any sense. He said, "I got this for you. The Monkees record it and you get the royalties, or the Rock Monkees don't record it at all." And I said, "Happy sounded real good to me." One of the best decisions I ever made.
You
If I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings, the 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, rub the sleep out of my eyes. A shaving razor's old and it stings. But cheer up, sleepy Jean. Ah, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed, but now you know how funky I can be. And our good times start and end with our dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? So cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean.
There you have the original rendition of Daydream Believer with all the original lyrics intact from John Stewart on Radio Free Phoenix. And that was the song, really, that increased your visibility.
Oh, absolutely. When you've written a song that's number one around the world, and it's number one in America for a month, word gets around. You know, people don't really know who wrote songs. And a lot of people think Neil Diamond wrote Daydream Believer. Radio, the people in radio, and the people who bought the Monkees knew it was me. It was an enormous jump in my career.
And the few Monkees songs that are still played today on oldies radio, that's one of like the three that are still played.
Yeah, it was the biggest selling Monkees song of them all. And now to have it an eBay commercial on TV that runs all the time is just another blast of the horn, you know? It was just a godsend.
There's a lot of awareness of that song, say, from perhaps younger people that had never heard it before.
Yeah. And from what I hear, people who are hearing it for the first time and hearing it repetitively on TV like it was a hit record are going out and buying the Monkees record. It really worked on both directions for me.
Your first solo album was Signals Through the Glass, along with your wife, Buffy Ford. How did that come about?
Signals Through the Glass?
Yeah.
At first I wanted to sing with a group with a girl in it. I met Buffy and we started singing these Wyeth folk type songs that I was writing at the time. I'd listened to Aaron Copland and reading John Steinbeck, and I had a lot of Andrew Wyeth prints on the wall, and just wrote these songs from that input. That lasted for about a year, and I was with Capitol, with the Kingston Trio. So I know people there, and I played them the songs, and they met Buffy, and they decided to do the album.
We play several songs off that, including Mucky, Truckee, River, and Holly on My Mind. I think one of the first songs I ever heard that I knew was you was back in 69. We had a little station called Kriz, a top 40 station, and right. They played Armstrong.
Yes.
I think it made it to like number 18 on their top 50 at the time.
Yeah, it rose to, I think, number 30 nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day it disappeared because the stations in the South were smashing the records. They thought it was unpatriotic.
Oh, okay, yeah, from the lyrics.
Yeah. And so it was up there and got some airplay from the stations who had it on the playlist, but then vanished. I mean, it was like a bad dream, you know.
Things were so regional back then. Something could happen here in Phoenix or in L.A., and it wouldn't be happening, say, in New York or in that part of the country.
That's right. Yeah, it was when radio stations could pick their own records, which really made for much better radio, as far as I'm concerned. And a very diverse radio play then. And you don't find that now.
Black boy in Chicago, playing in the street, not enough to wear, not near enough to eat. But don't you know he saw it on a July afternoon? Saw a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. Young girl in Calcutta, barely 8 years old, flies around the marketplace. Well, see, she don't get old. Don't you know she heard it on a July afternoon? Heard a man named Armstrong walked upon the moon. Heard a man named Armstrong walked upon the moon. River's getting dirty, the wind is getting bad, war and hate is killing off the only earth we had. But the world all stopped to watch it on a July afternoon, watch a man named Armstrong walk upon. Watch a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. And I wonder if a long time ago, somewhere in the universe, they watched a man named Adam walk upon the earth.
Armstrong on Radio Free Phoenix. John Stewart commemorating Neil Armstrong landing on the moon, okay, from 1969. California Bloodlines, that was your first true solo album with just your name on it.
Right.
And what kind of doors did that one open for you?
It was loved by the critics in England. They put out a book from critics of the 100 best albums ever, and the rock and roll critics of London chose him, and California Bloodlines was number 39 in their poll. It had a lot of heat on it as far as some radio stations, and a lot of publicists did interviews with me, and it was a much-loved album by a lot of people, and still is. It's just a mystery to me. It got like to number 100 on the charts, and it was not a big seller. But the fans who joined the band at that point are still fans. They still come back to hear songs from California Bloodlines. And that's been a long time.
Had I been born in New York City, a New York City girl I'd know, working in the concrete, not the sunlight, living in that New York rain and snow. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and the California woman in my song. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and the California heartbeat in my soul. And just to think I might have never known you if I had lived my life in Tennessee. But I really could have never let that happen, for you and California are in me. There's California bloodlines in my heart, California woman in my songs. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and the California heartbeat in my soul. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and the California woman in my soul. Yeah, there's California bloodlines in my heart, and the California heartbeat in my soul.
That's California Bloodlines on Radio Free Phoenix. Hi, it's Andy Olson, and we have John Stewart with us on the phone right now. Well, you were played a lot here on Phoenix Radio on KCAC and then later on KDKB, and you were really championed a lot by Bill Compton.
Yeah.
What are your memories of Bill Compton?
Only time I ever saw him was when I was in Phoenix and I played the Circle Star. Is that what it's called?
They called it several things. When they would run rock shows, they called it the Travelodge Theater.
Yeah.
And then they call it the Phoenix Star Theater when they ran more middle of the road acts, and then it became the Celebrity Theater.
Celebrity, that's
yeah.
Right. So we'd hang out after the show, and I talked to him on the phone, but he was just, I remember Bill as being just a very straightforward, gentle man and a true music lover who doesn't care if anyone else likes something. If he believed in it and liked it, he would play it. And people listened to my songs like they were hits because they thought they were hits. It was a graphic example. If people hear songs enough, they'll buy them. And it was a golden era for me. It was a shock to hear when he died.
Yeah, you dedicated your album Fire in the Wind to him.
Yeah,
it was... For me, it was picking up the paper and looking at the paper. They had it like on the second front page with his boots sticking out from under a sheet. That's how they used to do things. And back then, they'd put your address in the paper.
Oh, really?
And then his house was robbed the day of the funeral, yeah.
Oh, gee.
They don't do that anymore, but back then, they, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was quite a shock because for us here that were, you know, at that certain age and listening to all the, what was going on there, he was, as they say, like the voice of God.
Yeah.
And he was credible and respectable.
Very.
Found her out on a canebrake road, a blanket she had rolled. She was all of 5'5", 16 years of old. All the rain can sure blow thunder when you steal the devil's kin. She said, lay me by cool water, there's fire in the wind. I told her she could stay with me, wash and mend my clothes. I would feed and keep her until she chose to go. Oh, the rain can sure blow thunder when you steal the devil's kin. She said, lay me by cool water, there's fire in the wind. Seldom came our way. We lived across the plain. I called the girl Susanna, for I never knew her name. Oh, the rain can sure blow thunder when you steal the devil's kin. She said, lay me by cool water, there's fire. Small for her and tight as midnight light. She lay her head upon my chest and hold me through the night. Oh, the rain can sure blow thunder when you steal the devil's kin. So I laid her by cool water. She was fire.
This is Radio Free Phoenix, Fire in the Wind. That is John Stewart. He is here with us now. You know, one of my favorite albums by you was Wingless Angels.
Okay.
I was really glad when that came out in CD.
Yeah, that came, that's another import.
These double album things?
Yeah, they came from Germany and from England.
Now, you have John Denver with you on that.
Yeah, on Survivors.
On Survivors.
Is Survivors in relation somewhat to the Robert F. Kennedy campaign? Because I noticed it was on the last campaign.
No, it was just a song unto itself, a theme that just does not get old. I mean, mm-hmm. Everything and all those verses are still very true. And the concept that somehow we all survive it, somehow we all get through it. And so when Kennedy was killed, it was a perfect song to include on there.
He broke his back to put food on the table. In Columbus, Ohio, he said to his wife, I believe that the flag, it was more than a rag. But the outlaws in office have shattered my life. Can you hear me, Ohio? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Ohio? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Children in Cheyenne, taught in their school, believe in the country, don't break any rules. But the TV is on and they know something's wrong. Someone must tell them to keep pushing on. Can you hear me, Wyoming? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Wyoming? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Devils and angels belong in the church. You try for the best and you deal with the worst. Just keep on plugging, you won't light the fire. But you are the heartbeat that keeps us alive. Can you hear me, Virginia? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Dakota? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Colorado? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, California? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Wisconsin? You are the country. You are the nation, you will survive. Can you hear me, Arizona? You are the country, you are the nation, you will survive. Can you hear me, Georgia? You are the country, you are the nation, you will survive. Can you hear me, Texas? You are.
That's a great song from John Stewart. That's Survivors on Radio Free Phoenix, a song that was on the Wingless Angels album and also The Last Campaign, an album John Stewart recorded about being on the campaign trail with Robert F. Kennedy right up to the assassination. Now, you were part of that, the campaign. You were traveling with that?
Yes.
That must have been quite surreal when that happened.
It was and it wasn't. It was almost predictable, and it was almost like a nightmare that didn't happen. It's that I kept waking up thinking it didn't happen. But it was such a volatile era, you know, with the people getting shot and Vietnam and the black marches. It was a very highly volatile era. So it didn't surprise me. What surprised me is his lack of bodyguards. He had one bodyguard. His lack of protection.
You know, you mentioned it was, in one manner, you felt it was predictable that that would happen. Did he have any sense of foreboding that something could or would happen?
After President Kennedy died, he carried a great deal of guilt about that and became very much a fatalist. He said that, you know, if they want to get you, they'll get you, and you just can't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just do really dangerous things like the weather he would sail in, and he was, when he went down to, I guess it was Birmingham, and he would just stayed in the black section and just walk the streets in the middle of the night, just didn't care, and no, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And since it was Robert Kennedy, and there he was walking the streets, it went the other way. They had no respect for him, you know.
So that really was a defining moment, you feel, after his assassination. I mean, everything just, you know, Nixon's elected. And
Yeah. I mean, that's when politics went out of my life.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, what's the point?
And probably that kind of thing is not really being realized these days. That would really might have been a time that you had to have lived in.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was after Robert Kennedy was killed. You saw all the people with wisdom and foresight and a vision for America not run anymore. They were thinking, for what? There hasn't been anyone came up that lit my candle. It was just, you know, okay, those guys.
Clear the tracks, the song's been taken. This may be the last hurrah. In Tennessee they were forsaken. L.A. was the coup de grace. Clean your guns, the battle's over. They belong now to the wind. The saddest words I've ever spoken were the words it might have been. And it's all right, it's only music. It is singing in the stars. Keep your dreams as clean as silver. This may be the last hurrah. Loyal friends and front row dancers, hitch your wagon to a star. A chilling wind blew cold this morning. This may be the last hurrah. And it's all right, it's only music. It is singing in the stars. Keep your dreams as clean as silver. This may be the last hurrah. This may be the last hurrah.
J. John Stewart. That's the last hurrah on Radio Free Phoenix. Hi, it's Andy Olson. We have John Stewart here on the phone. What is your favorite album thus far that you've done?
The Day the River Sank.
The new one, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the only album I have ever done that after I was through and a week went by, 2 weeks went by, that I didn't want to change something. I'm happy with all the songs and the way every song is done. It's a great feeling to have done something that I felt really set it for me, you know.
What's your favorite song on that?
Oh, boy.
Or is there more than one?
The Day the River Sang and Sister Mercy. I really like Baby It's You, and I like East of Denver. And Golden Gate Fields, which came from my boyhood when I worked in the racetracks.
Uh-huh.
Jasmine. I love Jasmine, and I love... let me leave it at that.
Okay.
I like them all.
Jasmine's a great song. Well, what is that about?
It's about a place called Sierra Madre, Southern California, where I was staying when I was making the album. In the spring and in the summer, the smell of the jasmine just permeates the area, and it's really an addicting aroma. You just can't get enough of it. It's really just a little movie about Sierra Madre.
And oh, here come those highways again, and oh, here I go, and oh, here comes I'll find you, my friend, where roses in canyons and night blooming jasmine still
Great song from the new album, The Day the River Sang, on Radio Free Phoenix, from John Stewart. That's a tune called Jasmine. How about the title track, The Day the River Sang?
The Day the River Sang was one of those magic times when the muses just came to me one night, and I couldn't write the words down fast enough. And I wrote the whole song in about an hour and a half, melody and lyrics, and there were other lyrics that didn't make it into the song. But I was just high getting these lyrics and melody being brought to me. I had nothing to do with it. It just absolutely came to me. There are a few songs that have happened like this, but not too many. I was thinking about the When We Live Now and the things that we know are going to happen, but there are so many influences that keep them from being happen, like the day the cripple stood by the man who knew he would, but no one thought he could, and the promise came. That's about stem cell research. I don't believe in just, you know, waving signs. I want to put some mystery with it so people can find it or not find it.
They were travelers in the night, yeah, the ones who held the light. And they whispered, it's all right, and the promise came. And there are those who rode the line, yeah, the keepers of the wine. It all happens in good time, and the promise rang. The day the river sang, the day I first found you, that's when I heard the clues, and I knew that it was true, and the promise came. And we stood beneath the trees, where the vision was to be, and it was only you and me, and the promise came. The day the river sang, day the river sang. We were blessed, we were bruised, we were taken by the news. And oh, when the promise came, the day the river sang, the day the river sang. And the day that the cripple stood by the man who knew he would, but no one thought he could, and the promise rang. And hearts can win the race, just show a little faith, like Mary full of grace, and the promise came. The day the river sang, the day the river sang. And you can almost touch the stars, like the moon in your backyard. And we played our old guitars, and the promise rang. And secrets kept within, like there is no way to win. When did love become a sin, and the promise came? The day the river sang, the day that the river sang. Send me the doctor's names, who really ought to blame, is the junkie's living pain, and the promise rang. The day the river sang, the day the river sang.
pretend that we could all agree that we should all be free. If we could let it be in the promised king. Today the river sang. Today the river sang. Today the river sang.
That's John Stewart on Radio Free Phoenix, title track to The Day the River Sang. John Stewart is here for just a little while longer, and thought we would get one more song off that new album, one that I think is a pretty decent tune, East of Denver. There's just such a nice, lush backing vocals on it.
Well, isn't that nice? That was Dave Batty's daughters. One's in high school, one's in college. And I was going to have more people singing on it, Dave Batty and my friend Jorgensen. And when they started singing, it was just, let's just have the girls sing. And they sang, and it was just perfect. I knew that's all I needed. There's just an innocence to it and a great female quality that went with the mood of the song.
John Stewart on Radio Free Phoenix, and that is East of Denver.
The music on the album, the arrangements and the recording of it is very pristine and airy, and just has the whole album has a very nice feel altogether.
Oh, thanks. We worked really hard on it. John Hoke, a guy who played the piano and bass and stand-up bass on New Orleans, and he played the oboe sound on Sister Mercy. And it really helped me engineer the whole thing.
How has the reaction been to it? What kind of airplay are you getting?
Well, it hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
So we're getting small stations around the country playing some cuts of it, The Day the River Sang, and I think it was Jasmine. But the print reviews that I've gotten have just been terrific. Everyone has just loved it. So it'll be interesting to see how far we can go with this because of, you know, of radio and how hard it is to get on other stations and can word spread. And there has been no negative comment about that album at all.
You have quite a fan base. Does the internet and Bloodlines, I mean, when something comes out, they know about it?
Yes, they do.
And in the old way of distribution, you know, once again, before the internet, you know, you had to hope that you saw it or maybe the record company would promote it, and if they didn't, you wouldn't know about it.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So the internet and Bloodlines is really a way to keep me in touch and keep all my fans in touch with each other, at least a good part of them, and they really rally around when a new album comes out.
We got that John Stewart audience listening.
Yeah, well, hooray. If you play it, they will come.
They will, as long as they know that it's there or that they hear it or that they know about it.
All right, are you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming.
All right.
Okay, well, once again, it's Sunday night, 8 p.m., Anderson's Fifth Estate in Scottsdale, and we'll see you there. Thanks for calling, John.
Thanks, Andy.
And we'll be looking forward to seeing you on the 19th.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
Sailors with their body wet neck songs. Josie loved the stories from the halls of the Kubla Khan. Don't you know she loved me? Ah, she loved me all the time. And won't you say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line? Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Josie loved the soldiers coming home from war. Josie used to tell them that you won't go fight no more. She loved me, ah, she loved me all the time. And won't you say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line? Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Sidewalks or the bars of the Tenderloin, 'cause Josie makes some money from the homesick lonesome boys. And don't you know she loved me? Oh, she loved me all the time. Say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line.
Years ago, back when times were maybe simpler, there was a kind of radio called freeform, underground, or even progressive. Now, this definition did not so much define the style of music as much as the spirit of the music itself, which encompassed whatever the disc jockey felt would work in his show. It was a great time of discovery of new bands and music, which fused with the social conscience of the station itself. You knew what the radio station stood for. Well, those times have returned, but this time it's on the internet. Click on to RadioFreePhoenix.com and find yourself immersed in the music. Rock, folk, blues, new wave, Americana, progressive, local Arizona, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and new music too. It's RadioFreePhoenix.com. I'm Andy Olson, inviting you to join me and my friends for a fresh, homegrown listening experience on Radio Free Phoenix, 24/7. It's on the net, RadioFreePhoenix.com.